In 1915, an estimated 1.5 million Armenians were killed by the Ottoman Empire. Known today as the Armenian Genocide, the years of killing included concentration camps and death marches. The start date is usually labeled as April 24, 1915, when Ottoman authorities arrested and deported hundreds of people out of Constantinople, now present-day Istanbul. To remember those who died, a nonprofit group known as the Armenians of Idaho is dedicating an Armenian Genocide Memorial this week on the site of the Anne Frank Memorial in Boise. And we should tell all of you listening out there that this is a difficult topic to talk about, but we need to talk about it. But if you do have very small children, you may want to keep that in mind. With me today to talk about the memorial and this terrible period in history are Dr. Vahagn Sargsyan, an electrical engineer, and Harry Tominjian, a retired financial expert. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having us here.
There is a lot of history surrounding this. And Harry, I want to start with you because a lot of people may not even be aware of the Armenian Genocide. So give us just a little bit of background on this.
Besides what you mentioned in the introduction, and again, thank you for having us both here on your program. This was a systematic, planned extermination by the government of the Ottoman Empire at that time. And it was done on a number of different levels. Male population aged 20 to 45 was put into labor division, army divisions, and they were over time executed, starved. The great bulk of the population was forcibly removed from that region of Anatolia and forced into Syria. And this was done through mass deportation of women, children, the elderly, and the infirm on death marches into the Syrian desert. They were driven there by military escorts. Deportees were deprived of food and water and subjected to robbery, rape, massacre. And also people died in the labor and concentration camps.
And I should be clear, this actually all happened before World War II and before Hitler.
Yes, and this was on the fringe of World War I, and it was done under the cover of World War I, trying to indicate that Armenians were on the side of the Russians or of the Allied forces, and nothing even comes close to that at all.
And why this memorial, and why in Idaho of all places?
Yeah, the memorial, the idea of memorial came about 3 years ago when it was the centennial, the 100 years of the genocide event. And we felt that urge that we have to voice louder this. We have to make Idahoans, Boise, be more aware of the event. And we stepped up and tried to raise more funds and to come with this memorial. And we are so thankful with Rasmus Human Rights Center. They helped us, provided us the area, the space. Now we can present this and highlight these tragic events we had.
And to have it, I think, as part of the WASMA Center, to have it as part of the Anne Frank Memorial, what's that like for your group to be, you know, you're going to be in an incredibly public space?
Yes. I mean, to have that partnership is very important, and to make the statement, it's not just the Armenian genocide and the Jewish Holocaust. It is numerous genocides that have been perpetrated over the years because they are not publicized enough. Because, for example, the Turkish government flatly denies for the last 103 years this genocide, despite overwhelming proof, eyewitness accounts, information in the U.S. archives. But in Turkey, it is a crime to even mention the Armenian genocide. And it cannot be broadcast in any way. Having this very public space and the ability to educate other people is enormous for us. It's an enormous opportunity.
And that was one of the things I was going to say is with the Wasmas Human Rights Center, you know, one of their main missions is to educate. And they have many school groups that come through. You know, they're in the process of building the outdoor classroom. And it is about human rights.
Yes.
And so to be a part of that and to know that you will have young Idahoans as well as older Idahoans coming through but being educated about this, especially when it can't be talked about in certain countries. Mm-hmm. What is that like for your group?
Yeah, it's so deep, this tragic event incorporated into Armenian brains and subconscious, that we feel so, through this tragic event, we subconsciously took this, we would like to take this role and prevent this future genocide. And every other genocide, tragic event that follows the Armenian genocide, we kind of relive this. It's so personal to us. The Jewish Holocaust, the Rwanda genocide, it deeply hurts us again to the very core. And we feel that we didn't do much enough to prevent it again. So, and as a fact, many people claim that the Jewish Holocaust happened because they had this example that Armenian genocide happened, and the justification was that the regime back then in Germany said, well, who talks now about that? Mm. Of course we can get away with it. And we can't allow this to happen. And hopefully from now on, when we raise this memorial and more people be aware, hopefully we can stop this. Hopefully the Rwanda is the last one we had.
And how was the idea for the memorial? How did that come about?
I think there, again, it was the Armenian community coming together and the 100th anniversary being such a solidifying event around the world, because you have these observances and these memorials everywhere around the world, wherever there are Armenians. And we simply wanted to make more of a statement here, and spent the 3 years trying to come up with different venues or different strategies of how to do it. Again, with the idea of how can we educate and show that this is not an isolated event. Evil and hatred exist far beyond what we would have hoped in mm-hmm. this day and age. And to have the opportunity to present and educate on this platform, we jumped at it and went the fundraising, the working together, the audio box that's going to be there with the story of one of the Armenians here in this community whose mother survived the genocide, the Syrian desert experience. She was 12 years old, and 46 members of her family were massacred. Oh. That's Joanne yeah. Kachigian, and she is an outspoken advocate for the Armenian community here.
What is it like for the Armenian community in a place like Boise to be able to have a voice and to talk about this? Because when we talk about the fact that in Turkey, it is against the law to even talk about this, what is it like? Because you grew up hearing stories of this. It is part of your culture. But now to have an actual voice.
It's definitely very liberating. And it's gives us hope that through this, we can educate more people. And if more people, we have this new term that instead of bystanders, we have now the upstanders. If more upstanders now turn up and make an action, this will be a good base to expand the knowledge and prevent future events like this. That's what gives us, and we're so thankful for this, and we cherish every such opportunity, because you have to take actions to prevent. Mm-hmm. And Idaho, as a matter of fact, is one of the states that recognized Armenian genocide. With that, it was a big step forward to prevent future genocides.
So when and where will the memorial be placed, and when the dedication will be happening? Because that's later this week, correct?
Yes, yes. What we have is actually there are two dedications on Thursday, the 20th, at 11:45 is the actual dedication of the Marilyn Schuler Outdoor Classroom at the Human Rights Memorial, which is 770 South 8th Street across from the Boise Public Library. And then the Armenian dedication will be the following day at 6:30 p.m. At the same location. And there you will see the outdoor bas-relief that we have there, the listing of the UN-recognized genocides, the Armenian bench with the quotation from William Saroyan, and the audio box that includes the Armenian story of Joanne Kachigian's family and also others from other genocides. So that's where it is. That's where it's going to be at on Friday night. Come on out.
Well, I really appreciate both of you coming in here. And like I said in the beginning of this segment, this is hard to talk about, but something that we do need to talk about. So thank you both very much for coming in. Again, that memorial will be dedicated Friday night in Boise at the Wasma Center for Human Rights. It's right by the public library in downtown Boise, if you're wondering where that is. 6:30 on the site of the Anne Frank Memorial. Thank you again, both of you, for coming in today.
Well, thank you for having us, Jeremy.